So how would you describe this grant?
We're excited about it. It could make a pretty big difference for our district. I think it might be a little bit of a game changer for us.
How so?
We've worked very hard in our district on academics and on aligning curriculum and interventions and technical help and technology and leadership and all the things that are probably the right things to do to help our kids. And we have done some behavioral things like PBIS, positive behavior supports, and anti-bullying programs, those kinds of things. But we still have kids, especially our reservation kids, who really struggle for lack of services just because of jurisdiction and limited services that the tribe has. And so we believe that this might really help us get at some of those problems that kids need a lot more support for that they haven't been able to have.
Mm. For school district standards, how much money is $986,570?
It's just a lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's because it's supplemental money. It costs a lot of money to run our district with buses and salaries and, you know, just the regular things. But, you know, it's because we're so spread out, it's it really does supplemental money is money on top, which makes, you know, a big difference. And although we get some federal money for Title I and other things that are supplemental, this is taking things in a little bit of a new direction, and it really is going to be really substantial for our district. One thing that I probably should mention when you asked how this is a game changer is that it's the grant has us, it allows us to hire 6 school social workers and place 2 in each of our high-risk, high-population Native American communities. And so those people will be able to do some prevention and case management of seriously at-risk Native youth. And then the other thing that the grant does is it allows us to do a lot of cultural support kinds of things for kids, Peacemaker and some of those programs that will be a little bit more appropriate for our kids.
Sure. I want to talk about that in a minute. But first, as you were writing this grant, how did you describe the San Juan School District?
In our needs assessment?
Sure, yeah.
We talked a lot about how remote we are and about how there's resources. You know, of course, we went through the thing about our poverty, our free and reduced lunch percentages, our high McKinney homeless numbers, our high ELL numbers, and then our academic scores that, you know, we've worked hard on and is seeing some improvement, but just not the level that we'd like to see. And then we talked quite a bit about how remote our schools are and the jurisdiction issues, and then how even though there are resources out there, some resources out there, often they're uncoordinated and overlapping and redundant. And so that's part of this grant, too, is to bring parties together and to organize services and to develop protocols and flowcharts so that we can relate better with each other.
Yeah. What were examples of some of the services that were uncoordinated or redundant?
Well, in our high schools, we have a number of partnership programs. We have all, of course, the school district programs that we do, but we also have things like Gear Up and Talent Search and American Indian Services and you know, those kind of things. And then we have just programs that sometimes are overlapping. We also have county agencies that, you know, San Juan Counseling does a great job for us, but we also have UNHS counseling, and then we have school counseling. When we had a serious suicide stream of things last year at Montezuma Creek, we really appreciated all the support, but we got support from the Navajo Nation, from the state of Utah, from the state office, from someone counseling, from UNHS, from just a variety of people, you know, everybody worked hard to talk to each other and whatever, but it just seemed like, you know, just a real challenge just to keep people's roles straight. When you look at suicide programs, the right now the county is suggesting that we train people with hope squads. The Navajo Nation uses Community of Hope. There's other state programs out there. And so there's the PREPARE program that the state office runs. And so we're trying to get our players together and just say what's going to be a comprehensive and program that's going to support our kids, that's going to organize some of these resources better for us.
How do you think having this grant money will help that?
Well, it's written into the grant that we do a couple of things. One of them is each of the schools are required weekly to hold a school staffing meeting. And in that school staffing meeting, we're purchasing a program that will be ready to go. They're building the bridge into our student information systems right now, but it's called the Early Warning Program. And it's going to take academic behavior and attendance data and a couple other measures and flag our at-risk kids for us. And so in real time, it uploads new information every night. And so that group of the school administration, the school counselor, the school social worker, the school nurse, or the district nurse or ed psych, if they're in the building, if there's a school resource officer and the school liaison, will meet on a weekly basis and look at that data, any school referrals, and also we have the new Safe Utah app where kids can report bullying, or if they are in crisis, they can ask for help. And so we'll pull that data in too. And so weekly, they can make assignments, look at that data, follow up from the previous week, and make sure that our kids are served in a much more systematic way. And then on a monthly basis in each of the communities that the grant affects, the two social workers, because we'll have one at the elementary and one at the high school level, will pull together a community group that will have tribal agencies, county agencies, whoever's involved in that community. In Utah, we've got a system called Systems of Care, SLC. It's an agency meeting, and in Blanding, they'll use that meeting, but they're developing and actually are already meeting in Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley with this agency meeting, and that's where they're going to work pretty hard with coordinating prevention kinds of things. And then on the academic level, these people will also, at least our school social workers and Trevor, will interface with our tutoring and academic supports such as Gear Up, Upward Bound, Talent Search, the school counselors. So, you know, there's a lot of entities running around out there.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's
many
you,
of them do, like, really great work, but we're just pretty convinced that if we can get a handle on this, it's going to be much better for our kids.
I see. Now, you mentioned earlier about there's two things that I heard you say. One is kind of more culturally appropriate ways of addressing discipline issues.
Discipline and also prevention.
Okay. And what do you mean by those?
Well, the Navajo Nation has a program that they call Peacemaker, and it's a little bit more of a restorative justice kind of system where kids that are having problems or families that are having problems can request peacemaking services, and this grant will support that. We have Hogans that are at both White Horse High School and Monument Valley High School in those communities, and the peacemakers can come in who are trained by the Navajo Nation and bring families or parties or teachers together and students, and they use a different method of resolving problems. It's not a problem-solving method as much as it is a coming together and listening to each other. And they tell stories that are traditional stories. They let everybody talk. They bring in elders. At the end, they share a meal that they cook together. And we have a tendency in Anglo society to say, you committed an infraction, so here's your consequence or your punishment, and don't do it again. And peacemaking is much more of, let's sit down and find out what's behind that. Mm. Let's see if there's a way we can support each other. Can we mend fences? That kind of thing. And so that's a component in the grant. The Ute tribe is also part of this grant, and they don't have a peacemaking program at Ute Mountain Ute, but we wrote in money for a committee to meet. And I met with Chairman Hart in his office and some of his officials, and we signed an MOU with both them and the Navajo Nation, and we're paying them for a committee to get together, and they're going to develop a Ute version of the peacemaking program. So we're excited about that. And then we've also got a program that's called Dream Navigator. It's a college and career ready curriculum that the developers are out of Hawaii, but they develop college and career ready materials for indigenous people. And they're going to be here, I think, within a week or two. They're flying in and they're meeting with Griselda Rogers out at White Mesa and Clayton Longs, our bilingual specialist. And they'll take pictures of our schools, our kids, with permission, of course, and they're getting vocabulary and cultural practices, and then they're customizing that curriculum for our Native kids.
So do you... There's multiple different cultures in Blanding, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And does this program seem like it's going to... Well, first of all, are there... How well do those cultures work together?
You know, I think we do pretty well together, and this might, I don't know if this is appropriate to say or not, because it's probably a little controversial, but with the recent Bears Ears controversy, at least in Blanding, we've seen Native cultures and Anglo cultures really come together in a political way that was surprising, but it was nice to see.
How so?
Them working together. They're the majority of local people, both Native and Anglo, oppose that, and they've been really politically active. And so, you know, it was. Probably I shouldn't even say this on your show, but. Because our district certainly tries to stay out of, our district doesn't have a position on that. We stay out of the politics of that.
Sure, is it?
But that,
would you say
that
it's
is,
related
that
to
is
schools?
The incident where I've seen a large group of people come together and work very positively together, and mm-hmm. and I think a lot of maybe some past issues. You know, we still have, we're not perfect, we still have issues, but I think they're coming around and we're doing much better than mm-hmm. we have in the past.
Mm-hmm. So if we link that back to schools, is that possible to, look at this point where people are coming together? Is that also happening within the schools?
I think so. We're doing some, we're kind of proud of our work. We're doing a lot of professional learning community kinds of things, a lot of climate things for our kids. A lot of prevention things. We've got a committee right now that's being pulled together to just look at our prevention programs in general, and that's being run out of has membership of our school counselors and social workers and some of the administrators. They're going to look at all our programs, and that's not even part of the grant, but it's certainly something that we're hooking into, and just see how we can serve everybody in a more comprehensive way. And so academically I think we're doing better, And I think behaviorally and with prevention services, we're doing better too. And we don't see, I know one of the things that I'm actually really happy about is when we started to write this grant, our past superintendent, he's just retired, Doug Wright, gave me a lead on an organization called Restoring Ancestral Winds, and said that I might want to hook up with them. And I called him and ended up going to their conference over in St. George last April. And some excellent presentations there and some good healthy discussion, and San Juan School District wasn't treated too well. And some of it was maybe even warranted, I don't know. But I formed some we formed some relationships there, and they wrote a really nice support letter for our grant. We wrote one for one of their grants. The CEO was over here a couple of weeks ago and helping us with our selection process for the Prevent Child Abuse Sexual Assault curriculum. And she's going to be doing some of the training for our school social workers, that organization is. And I think we've really crossed a bridge with them, and they see a little bit more what we're about, and we understand them a little better, and they understand. I think they see that we want to do best by our kids, and are willing to address things.
Yeah, Lynette Johnson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome, and feel free to call again if you have questions.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.